So race-based traumatic stress, I teach it, I regard it as an injury, not a disorder.
Right.
And I teach it as, and the way I teach it is that whatever reaction you are having to a race-related event, something external that's race-related that hurt you emotionally, that's how it's defined. Whatever your reaction to that is your reaction to that.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't mean there's something wrong with you. Your reaction does not mean there's something wrong with you. There is something wrong, but it's not with you.
Right.
And when you can begin to, again, normalize that,
mm-hmm.
it is so empowering to people to realize, oh, thank God. Oh, you mean I'm not crazy? No, mm-hmm. You're hurt.
Yeah, exactly.
PTSD, on the other hand, is regarded as a psychiatric disorder. There's something wrong with you.
Right.
It's based on a life-threatening event that you haven't been able to process and digest, and so you keep getting thrown back into the past. So that's a very different experience than race-based traumatic stress injury. And the science, the researchers speculate, because there's not a lot of research in this area. Researchers speculate that the reason Black and brown people are diagnosed at higher rates of PTSD is due to unacknowledged, unobserved, undealt with race-based stress and trauma.
Welcome to the 2021 Radical Recovery Summit, presented by the Killaby Center for Recovery. This is Lynn Fraser, your moderator. This year, our theme is Feel It, Heal It, a new paradigm of recovery, featuring a diverse group of thought leaders and innovators, people who are working on the ground in the new field of addiction recovery. Go to radicalrecoverysummit.com to sign up and watch free.